And the opening market report is here on WILL at 8:56. I'm Jim Meadows, and with me now from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign is Ed Dunn. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jim.
And what can you tell me in the next 3 minutes about the markets?
Well, we're getting a nice little bounce here, Jim. It just has happened in the last 5 or 10 minutes on the grain side. But it's been a tough week overall. You know, we started out with a crop report that put the markets under pressure. Harvest activity in general has put the markets under pressure on the grain side. And a rising dollar has also not helped us. So all those things kind of combined to a week that's not been great. But, hey, if we can finish strong on Friday, Jim, we'll be happy. So, you know, let's go ahead and look at the markets as we speak. Right now, we've got December corn trading at 333.5. That's up 3.5 for the day, down about 7 or 8 cents for the week. So again, a nice little recovery. November soybeans—they're right now up 12.5 at 963, but that is down 17 for the week from last Friday's close. December wheat is up 2 cents at 401, and only down 2 cents for the week. So wheat's had a pretty steady week altogether. Switching gears over into the livestock side, Jim, we got October hogs currently trading at 55.22. That's up 7 cents for the day, down right at $4 for the week, as we've seen pressure there in the hog side as well. Moving over to cattle, the live cattle, October's at 106.67, up 22 cents for the, down 22 cents for the day, but up a little over $2 for the week. October feeder cattle at 134.25. That's up 27 cents for the day and up right at $3 for the week. We look at the outside markets and what we're featuring there. Currently, the dollar's up 58 at 95.86. The dollar has firmed sharply this week, following a slightly better today, a better than expected CPI data. We've got crude oil down over a dollar at 42.85, and the Dow Jones under a little bit of pressure, down between 40 and 50 points as of right now. So again, a decent recovery here, Jim, compared to how we started the week. And we'll watch harvest activities, see if the yield reports will improve on the corn side. I think that's the big thing that the market's going to be looking at here in the next week to 10 days.
Okay, well, Ed Dunn, thank you very much for joining us. Ed Dunn,
you're very welcome. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You take care. Ed Dunn is with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. It's 8:59. Let's take a look at the weather forecast now for the Champaign-Urbana area. It's mostly cloudy in the forecast for today. There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning, and then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon and tonight, and a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. We're looking at a high of around 80 today, southerly winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, a low tonight of 68, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, and a high of 82 tomorrow, with southwest winds at 5 to 15. At last report, partly sunny and 68 degrees at Willard Airport, southeast winds 8 miles per hour, cloudy and 70 degrees at Decatur, right now 73 degrees at Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. The time is 9 o'clock.